frame above heading into their final week.
Final 7 days.
Do you have anything left?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Okay. I want to tell you, though, this community is beyond fabulous. And you know
now, what? No, come on.
Now, wait, I have
You're
to,
just saying that.
You know, you didn't say that I flew in. What is the matter with you?
Oh, I locked her out. I had to go out and let her in.
You flew me in and then you locked me out. I left my
ex. I should have flew you in.
Exactly. I'm going to say, yep, it's my last flight into
crazy
this show. It's the coolest thing, though. We have had people come in, bring us presents.
We're having an unpleasant odor.
Say thank you. Hugs. I have a special, anybody out there that knows me very well, and I know you very well, I have a special hug for them. And it doesn't involve arms. But I just want to say this community has supported us for 18 years. We're just, I got to say that to be honest, we're shy of 18 years. We started October 2nd, 2002. So we are shy, just shy of 18 years. But it's been a fabulous one. And you know, Greg, we could not have done this without our community. We've lived through the wonderful street project on Michigan Ave where none of us thought we were going to survive. We've lived through now this COVID, which we are not closing because of COVID. We're closing our store. We're moving on to the next chapter of our lives. I'm going to be 70. Terry's going to be 72. And I know that's very young for this day and age, but I want to go enjoy my grandbabies. We have an 8-month-old grandchild that, oh my gosh, Isaac is the best kid in the whole world and just started to crawl. So, cool. You know, we want to go enjoy our grandkids and our children. And
well, yeah. You deserve it because you have, you've worked very hard.
Yeah, you know, I have served on the Art and Culture Alliance Board. I was on the Chamber Board for 6 years. I was on the Downtown Development Board, the DDA, for 9 years. And I've seen fabulous growth in our community. And I think it's going to just get better and better. And I have to say, Jonathan Green started out when I met him on the DDA board back nine years ago, I think. Darn that guy, I'm going to say, I almost said kid. Sorry, Jonathan. He's at the helm over there now at City Hall. And I know it's a good place to be. It's a good place to work. They're feeling good over there. And I know Jonathan's going to do a good job. And believe me, if it wasn't, I'd say so, because I was never a yes person on any of the boards I was on. I served on subcommittees of the chamber and the DDA board.
You're not a yes person.
I have to say, and that's why I wasn't always popular on the boards, because I would say, hey, did we think about this? Did we think about that? And I'm not a follow the rowing in your boat situation kind of person, but it should be shocking if you know me to say that. But
what an advocate you have been for downtown.
You know, I don't know how much time we have. I want to take a short stroll down the streets of downtown Jackson.
You got all day.
We have the library downtown. Unfortunately, it's not the closed. It's closed right now, but they still have programs trying to go to help our community. And then you get across Michigan Ave and North Jackson and South Jackson, and there's me, a frame above in 180 Chic Boutique, walking down the same side of the street. We have the new Blessed Nest is downtown, which is a really, really, really nice store. It's not so shabby, also chic, but Michelle and Travis are the same people that have the other. We have the Cottontails, which is the toy store that people may not know that's downtown Jackson. Obviously, we've got Junkyard Dog and the Dirty Bird, and then you walk down the street and you have Waltz. When my gosh, anybody, Justin's doing a fabulous job, and his crew are bringing in everyday items that people need, milk and that type of thing. If you walk across the street, there's Miller's Shoes. If you walk down the street from Miller's, you have the Chase. You have the new Metropolitan Ice Cream. That's down there. If you go up Mechanic towards where the old toy house was, you have Jenko Boot Store. You have the Catholic Shop. I'm going to forget somebody. Walking back up the other way towards North Jackson, you have the brand new Jackson Candle Company. They're there. If you walk down the street you have Kassler Hardware, which, of course, is the biggest staple in Jackson. We need Kassler's Hardware, because if you walk in and say, I've got this thingamabob that
they've got it.
Believe me, they go to the vaults. They go somewhere, and they find that thingamabob. We have the new Rustic Market with Sadie and Dave. We have Windy Hill Creations, which is down by Gilbert's. We have Gilbert's Chocolates downtown. We have Blue Julep, who Wednesday, Thursday, Friday have the best cupcakes in the world. They're so good. I probably left somebody out. Shoepex. You have Shoepex. Yeah, we've just got a fabulous downtown. And there is rumor, good rumor, that somebody's taking my spot. I cannot say who, but they're probably, and it's going to be a good thing if these people take my spot. It's going to be great. We also have
retail.
Pardon me?
Retail.
Retail.
Okay.
I can't control what Tim Blake does, obviously, but
right.
I did voice my opinion, which I'm sure you're shocked about what needs to be. We need retail there so that, I feel like I've been the gatekeeper. I've told Donna this many times. I've been the gatekeeper of the building. And, I've been asked about what floor somebody's on or this or that and not letting people through when it's a weekend. And so it's been a good run with the Blakes and the Blake Building. Donna has been fabulous to us with taking care of us. We've never wanted for anything. They've just been fabulous. And now her son, of course, Tim Blake, has it. So there's the many restaurants. There's New Veritas. There's Grand River Brewery. Night Lights. Oh, my gosh. The Crepe Place. Who else? Chase. Chilango. Not Chilango. Yeah, Chilango's.
New ice cream store.
That Metropolitan Ice Cream. Yep. We have Crazy Cowboy. We have Candy's Busy Bee. What people of our community do not understand the jewel that they have in downtown Jackson. It's fabulous downtown. And I'm so grateful and so thankful to our community. And this week, today through the August 31st, starts 75% off in our store.
What?
We debated. Wow. We went back and forth.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. We went back and forth. Do we want to go with 60 for a couple days, stay at 50? We've been at 50 for 2 weeks.
It's almost free.
We're set. Oh, yep, I know. Believe me, I know. Today I start, quote, well, no, I'm not going to say it. But anyway, I've been saying something around with Terry and I, and I got to thank Terry. This is hurting me. No, I've got to thank Terry. He's been there with me. He retired 6 years ago. He said he never wanted to retire.
Cause he's a saint.
He didn't want, you got it. He didn't want to work with me. But in the same token, I get to hear Wendy when he's doing the paperwork because I've screwed up somewhere. But, we've been married 51 years, and we just celebrated the 16th of August, 51 years.
Wow.
And we've put up with each other, and many, many, many ups and downs, and I thank him because he's there to the bitter end with me, supporting me, and, all that kind of good stuff.
What's the key, Wendy, for a business person to be successful? Business person to be successful.
Support your community. Because if you give back to your community, they're going to give to you. I really think, I've said this a million times, you've heard it, 60% of what comes in my door, cash-wise, money-wise, goes back to my community. Kids play sports. We support, like last year, we supported the pink football at Jackson High with a young woman that has survived breast cancer. We support the community, and I think anybody that's here in this community and in business, you need to support them. I think letting the community know you. When people walked in for framing, I called them by name. And a lot of people who have been at the store with us for 18 years, not with just framing, but coming in the store, I can call them by name when they walk in the door. I've been in here in a while. How'd you know? I make it a point to know. Because a lot of people have become our family. They're not customers. Our community is our family. And that's what I believe in downtown Jackson, is that the restaurant owners and the retail, we're a family of merchants and restaurant owners. We look out for each other. We take care of each other. And I think that's one of the best ways it can be. Your dad and my dad, both at WIBM, we know what that's like. We know that our dads supported the community. They were out there. your dad doing baseball, you name it, they did it. He's looking because his phone's ringing.
Yeah.
But, you know, they, community is what it is. If you're in business, get on a board, serve somewhere. Find out what's going on in your community and support it and do that. But it is scary to do 75% off. I said to Terry, we'll either have people in the store or nobody in the store. We have a lot of beautiful things left. We have clothes and gift items and those types of things left to go in the store. Our fixtures are all for sale. Our big shelving units are all gone. People came in and said, you know, what about these? And those are gone. So our fixtures, jewelry cases, all of that's ready to go.
So most,
I would love for that store.
Would you say picked over?
No. It's not picked over.
Okay.
There's still some good stuff there.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if people were waiting for that 75% off. But it is for 7 days.
Okay.
Through the 31st. Also, I will tell you that an announcement, I wish I had a name, but I don't yet. But I've had two people approach us about the framing, which is huge. Hopefully the first guy takes it. He has been a framer. He knows what he's doing. But if the other one, if he decides not to, then I'm hoping the other gal will. And either way, it will be wonderful to have it stay in Jackson. So
if we get past the COVID, are you positive about?
Yes.
Downtown?
Yes. Look, these businesses have survived.
Yes,
I realize.
Amazing.
I realize COVID isn't over, and I understand there's all these fears and everything attached with it. But you got to figure there's been a lot of people in my store the last few weeks. And I had a cousin that had it in Dearborn. She's now doing very well. Her doctor just didn't send her patients to the hospital. She did everything they could to keep them out of the hospital. But it's here, but it's how we approach it. Can we approach it positively instead of negatively? I realize I've had a good friend whose wife passed of it. So if I say to approach it positively, the people probably are, oh, well, you don't know. Well, I do know. And I do understand. And I would like City Hall too to understand that your shops and your restaurant owners are the gatekeepers. They are the gatekeepers. We hear, first of all, what they do or don't like what's going on at 161. Michigan Ave. We hear it. And if you listen to your people, and Jonathan's got good people around him, and he's listening to them. And he's listening, I think, to the people downtown and the people of Jackson. I think he's really listening. So I think that's a good thing, too.
So you'll be open all week, and then what, next Monday? Is it?
We'll be open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30. Saturday, 10 to 2. Or longer, it just depends if people are still coming in the store. And the following Monday, August 31st, it will be 10 to 5:30. So it's gonna, you know, I would love for it to look like it did when I went in that store and thought I'll never fill it. And we were overflowing. And really, I outgrew 180 West Michigan Ave. But you know, but you know what? What a good run.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Fun.
What a good run. There's been tears,
yeah,
and there's been laughs, and it's been a fabulous run. And I thank you and Jackson Radio Works and Clow and Jenny and Steve Boyle, everybody, and Jared. Oh, my gosh, J-Rod. He's, you know, I'm so nervous running the commercials, but he's great, and he calms me down, and Brian, our rep. I just can't say enough. It's just been super-duper. Is that super-duper?
You got me in tears now.
Well.
You okay?
No, but I'll be fine. Usually when somebody comes in and they start crying, I give them one of my special hugs and walk away. We've had people bring us, some gal that's from Hawaii. She brought us a big bag of filled with Hawaiian products and fresh macadamia nuts and the letters and the cards. And man, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know
until it's over.
This is one, I almost swore, one heck of a community. This is one heck of a community. And if you think there's nothing to do in this town, which I've heard, try to go on the Experience Jackson calendar and find something not to do. You know, yes, there's things that have been canceled, and that's sad. But there's tomorrow, Scarlett. Tomorrow is another day. But there's always something to do, you know? So, yeah.
Well, thanks for all you've done for downtown and for the community.
Yep. Just cross your fingers that one of these
people. You've been a cheerleader.
I will continue to do that. Just hope one of these two people take my framing and then all is good. It is by God's design. I'm going to say this. I know not everybody believes this way, and I'm not asking anybody to row in my boat believing like that. But it's all by God's design, and that's why we have been a frame above. That's not a sunshine over my name. It is a halo, because that's how I got the name when I was going to open the story. I said, okay, Lord, what do I call it? And he said, a frame above. I said, okay. And that's a halo above there. Not my halo, believe me. It's askew all the time. I'm always in trouble.
75% off this week.
And Monday.
At a frame above.
Yep. And Monday the 31st. I don't care if it's a nail file.
Thanks for coming out.
Oh, thank you, Greg. You've been beyond fabulous. Thank you, community. I appreciate it.
Grab some Kleenex.
I'm good, though.